Let's head up north and talk to the Queensland Origin coach, Kevy Walters. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Loz. How are you, mate?
Yeah, going very well, Kev. We're just discussing, mate, Origin 3. Plenty of reasons for you guys to do well.
Yeah, there certainly is. I mean, first and foremost, in front of our home crowd, we haven't played a game yet at Suncorp Stadium in the 2018 series, so that's very exciting for our guys. And also, Billy Slater, I think, you know, with him being his last game, for Queensland, certainly he's captain of the side, so we'd like to try and send him off on a winning note as such. And also, just the mere fact we want to win the game loss. Yeah, I mean, yeah. No one likes a 3-0 series loss. It's not so much embarrassing, but I think, you know, no one wants to see that from a Queensland point of view, and we'll be doing everything we can. I'm sure the players will as well, you know, on Wednesday night to ensure that that doesn't happen.
Sure, Kevin. We sort of pointed out as well that even during that dominant, 13-year period for the Queenslanders, only once did Queensland win 3-0. But, Kevin, can I ask you, look, James Maloney stirring the pot, you know, what Jimmy's like, but he's saying, well, maybe they're not as passionate as they all say because they haven't sold out Suncorp yet.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard that comment from Jimmy, but, you know, that's okay. I mean, he's just trying to... Yeah. Get some more people through the gates, I suppose. And he'd expect a warm reception when he can arrives at Suncorp now anyway for the game. But he's a competitive bugger, Jimmy, and you know, I'm sure that, you know, he wants to see a full house there to play in front of as well. I'm sure he's looking forward to the challenge that New South Wales have to try and get, you know, 3-0 whitewash, which we're trying to fight against. So it's all very intriguing, isn't it?
Yeah. Kevy, read today in the paper, I've been reading in today's paper by Peter Bedell, Queensland training sessions during the week have been solid without being superb. There have been drop balls, defensive lapses, as evidenced yesterday when Queensland under-20 rookie Kurt Wilshere brushed off new centre Dane Gagai to score in their opposed session. Is that any of concern at all?
Oh, come on, Loz. look, I thought our training session, this is on Friday, was the best session we've had for some time. So, I mean, we've been training well. There's no, you know, this level you expect that, a high level of training. I'm not sure. I haven't seen Peter at training, so I don't know how he's made his comments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's in the paper today saying that, mate.
But how difficult is it, or a concern, and how much work do you do with someone like a Dane Gagai who has to swap sides and play centre? And attacking-wise, that might not be an issue, Kevy, but it looks like a difficult position to defend in.
Yeah, well, it's probably the toughest position on the field to defend. So we've got to, you know, he's got to try and get that right. Dane, he's a very capable player at this level. We've seen how good he can be on the wing position for Queensland. So we're looking forward to giving him an opportunity in the centres. He's a, you know, quite an experienced player now at the NRL. So and it's a tough job with those centres, as you know. You guys, it's difficult sometimes. And I think our right edge has had more trouble than anything trying to handle Latrell Mitchell. He's been a handful. A lot of tries down that side, so that's been an area where we're trying to fix up, as well as our left side with the new combination there as well. And it's never easy when you've got two guys, you know, well, certainly Dane coming into the centre, and Corey Oates, we've got a new winger on that side as well. So that's always tough, but we've been training for it and working hard for it. We can't do much more than that than try and apply the same principles that we've had for games one and two defensively.
How's Josh Maguire, mate? It's believed that he had an injury scare at training yesterday.
Yeah, he fell over, mate, and rolled his ankle. But he finished. We pulled him out of the session for a little bit, then got him back in to finish off. So, yeah, he's going to be okay, mate. You need more than that to try and stop Josh Maguire from playing on Wednesday night. And, you know, I think certainly he'll be a mainstay in our middle there. He's been one of our really solid performers this year at Origin, and I expect him to be more of the same on Wednesday night.
Yep, the Moose will be ready to go. What's the reasons, Kevy, for starting Arrow and Papali?
Oh, I just think they've earned their right. You know, they've been more impressive to start the game. Of course, Dylan Napa is unavailable because of his knee injury, so he had to find one starter. And, you know, I think it's a good move from us because Joy Arrow and Josh Papali have been two of our better performers through Origins 1 and 2. And I think they've earned the right to start. I'm looking forward again to seeing them and what they can do for Queensland in the opening, you know, 20 or 30 minutes.
Obviously, you know, victory is the utmost importance for you guys, Kevy, but are you worried at all about this? It's not a threat, but it's an intention from New South Wales to play more football than they played in games one and two. And I guess with that attacking brilliance, try and rack up a score. It's your job to stop that, I guess.
Well, TK, yeah, you know, if you look at game two, New South Wales scored two tries, and one from a penalty try. So they only crossed their line twice, and both of those tries were on fifth and last, where it was just a simple pass.
Yeah.
Latrell Mitchell got on top of Will Chambers, and on the other occasion, Josh Adokar beat us on that right side. So, you know, I think if you look at the game, really, we got beaten by two goal kicks.
Mm.
And if you look at the Queensland tries and what happened with Queensland, we worked hard for our tries. We put a lot of, had to string a lot of passes together to actually get the ball over the line. So if we can just eliminate a couple of those soft tries, I think you'll find that New South Wales might, you know, we want to try and defend our line stoutly. They only got the two tries and then the penalty try. So I'm looking forward to more so what Queensland can do or not. We're aware of what New South Wales are going to do. They're going to pour through the middle. That's what they've done in the opening two games. In game one, they strolled through there. In game two, I don't think they had a line break through our middle. So their big play is coming through the middle, you know, with Tedesco. Or they like to throw the long pass to Latrell Mitchell on, you know, on their left side, and on their right side, a long pass to James Roberts. So it's up to us to defend that. I think we showed our hand in what we're going to do, and we're going to be doing more of the same.
With that, Kevin, you seem to attack a lot down New South Wales' right edge. So that's the area that you're looking to have success again?
Well, both edges, Laurie. I think, you know, we've scored tries on both sides of the field through, you know, certain little plays. And although, you know, this time round, we want to do more of the same. Yeah, we want to attack them from everywhere. And that's what our game plan was in games one. We didn't quite get it right. Game two, more of the same, which I thought we were much, much improved, and looking for more improvement in game three. If we can get that right and defend just that little bit better on fifth and last place, I think we'll give ourselves a really good chance of winning the game.
Yeah, I know it must have been a difficult decision to you know, put Ben Hunt back to the interchange bench, but I think he'll be good for you coming off the interchange bench. I think he'll add something around them if indeed you play him in the middle of the field. But is that where you're going to play him? Because I think that he will worry New South Wales if he's playing dummy half at some point.
Yeah, he'll spend some time in the nine, Laurie. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he's played for Australia there. I think he played some football for the Broncos there last year as well. So, you know, just to liven up our middle a bit, you know, I think he can be very dangerous out of there. His kicking game will be a positive for us as well out of there. He's got a nice right foot kick on him. I think he kicked a 40-20 in game one out of that position. So, yeah, I'm very excited again with that. And DCE coming into the side, I think he adds some great experience for us, and particularly with our finish off of sets. I think DCE, you know, with the experience that he has and the amount of football, he's a premiership winner as a halfback for Manly. So we're very excited about him and what he can bring to the side as well, from a professional and you know, just a business type of player. He's been exceptional this week around the guys, and looking forward for him to getting his opportunity as well back in the Maroons jumper.
Do you notice anything different about Cherry Evans this time around compared to when he was last in camp, Kevy? Is he more confident?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, all of that, Laurie. More confident, certainly more mature. And we had a good conversation early in the week. We sat down and had a look at a few things, and I was very impressed with what he came up with. You know, and he said himself he's a lot more mature player now than what he was 3 years ago, and he's just excited to get an opportunity. He didn't think he would get one, and now it's presented itself. He wants to make every post a winner. So, yeah, I guess we'll just have to wait and see now in the game on Wednesday night and what it brings. But for mine, you know, I think he's in for a really top-class performance.
I guess for everyone, mate, every Origin game's a career-defining moment in so many ways. It's one for Daly Cherry Evans. I don't think he should be lost just if they lose. You know, I think he's still got plenty of game to offer. But, and for yourself, mate, is this your biggest ever challenge?
Oh, I think every Origin is a challenge, mate. You know, Laurie's been there and done it. He knows what it's like. Every match is so important to everyone and everything that the state is doing. And this game's no different. I don't want to get beaten 3-0. I don't want that sitting on my mantelpiece as coach of Queensland side. I'm sure the players don't want that as well. So we've done everything this week that we can to try and, from a coaching point of view and staff point of view, to support our players in every way so that we can set ourselves up for a win on Wednesday night. But again, it's Origin and anything can happen. So New South Wales have been bloody good through this series, and we expect them to be very good again, you know, on Wednesday night. So we're going to have to be at our best if we want to get that elusive victory.
Billy Slater's last game, Kevy, first time he captains Queensland. How's he been around camp all week? I mean, I can imagine he is one of the best talkers anyway, but is there an extra spring in his step?
No, I haven't sort of noticed him. He's always springing. Laurie, you know, Billy's got so much energy and talk around, and he's smarts as well. His football smarts have been very good for us this year, as they have been in every series for Queensland that he's played in. And, you know, looking forward to him running out for Queensland. It'll be his last game, and albeit, you know, captain at Suncorp Stadium. So it's a great opportunity for everyone to send, you know, Billy off in the right way. He's been such a big help for me and all the staff, for that matter, too. You know, everything Origin, Billy's on top of. So, you know, it's great to have him back in. We lost our captain, Greg Inglis, through the game, and also Kalen Ponga. So it's very important, you know, that we get the right support around Billy to try and get a win up on Wednesday.
And, Kevy, just one final one, mate. What's the final thing you'd like to... You know, the final message you'd leave the players with before they trot out there for game three?
Well, you know, I think it's important. Every Origin's important, but certainly this one, playing at home in front of our fans for the first time this year, I think we want to put in a performance, regardless of the result, that when they leave the stadium, they can walk home or get in their taxis or get in their trains and be very proud of the performance of the team. If we can do that... I'll be very happy with that, mate. That'll be my last word.
Yeah. I don't think you've been far away in games one and two, but then again, New South Wales can say they weren't far away in all those games either. Kevy, we wish you all the best, mate. We always look forward to a bumper game on Wednesday night.
Good on you, TK. Thanks, mate. See you, Loz.
Thanks, TK. Thanks, Kevy. We'll catch up in Brisbane, mate.
Hello, brother.
Yeah, mate. There he is, Kevy Wallace. I'll tell you what.
It's a big moment for him. I mean, they're all big, Loz. I mean, you know. Mm. But... You know, they'll turn on him, as popular as he is, if they get dusted 3-0.
Yeah.
And it's just a massive challenge. It's a changing of the guard and all those sorts of things. But in the end, they will eat their own. They're no different to anybody else.
No, and this is the first time they've been under
a
lot of pressure for a long time. You know, they've lost the series, so they don't want to lose 3-0. Kevy will... face his challenges. But again, you know, he's won the previous 2 years, so you've got to cut him some slack there. So
he's got some cash in the bank
He has. But, you know, knowing Kevy and the way that he operates, and he will have this team ready to go. And New South Wales will have to be at their best. Mm. They'll have to be better than what they've been in games one and two, because I think that Queensland will bring out their best performance of the series so far.